This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. Ranking all 32 NFL teams by their under 25 talent. The best and worst teams when it comes to core young players. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. Can the Cowboys get a dub here? Can we get signs of optimism for the future? Here's their criteria. Number of starts made by players under 25. Number of snaps played by players under 25. Quality of play of players under 25. They looked at the metrics for that, the analytics. Relative importance of positions. So they had a lot of criteria in here. Draft value added in the 2022 draft with emphasis placed on premium picks in the first 2 rounds. You get credit for that. Expected key starters under 25. Got to be a key starter. You can't just be out there. Team track records of talent evaluation and development, and significant injuries or suspensions that will affect the player's availability under 25 years old. Do you think the Cowboys ranked pretty good on this, Brian?
Just looking at where guys were selected in the draft and the roles they play on this team, I would say they did very well.
They did very well. As a matter of fact, in 2020, they were 24th on this list.
Right.
In 2021, they were 20th on this list. Okay. And now they are number one.
Number one.
Okay. So how much optimism do you gain from this? They're blue chip players. Micah Parsons, Trevon Diggs, CeeDee Lamb. Is that the kind of foundation that you can build a winning roster from, assuming you have a franchise quarterback? And then notable graduated players, Terrence Steele, Neville Gallimore, Tony Pollard, and Connor Williams. So, that's a pretty good group of guys. I would think, like, if I'm the Bengals and I have Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, maybe those two are better than the seven names I just mentioned. But by their scoring system, they put this as the team with the best collection of talent under 25 years old in the NFL.
Tell you what, it is pretty impressive. And they're super proud about the way they draft, obviously. And they were interested in really signing their own guys, too. They're not interested in going out and getting any guys that you might have drafted. I think there's some, there's some merit to that, because if you're going to be one of these teams that's going to be, on these lists and be in the top five or say, if you're a young, that's what coaches always appreciate. You need veteran players, but you also need some young guys. This really is a young guys game. And the fact that they were able to hit on some guys, that I think that's what's been really, really key. I just hope that some of these young players aren't wasted. I used the word wasted with Jerry Jones, and he didn't appreciate that. I understand.
But he used it with Romo.
Yeah, he did. He did, and he mentioned that. And I don't want it to see its thing where I just like to see these guys. I think they have the right coach in a Dan Quinn. I'm interested to see if Mike McCarthy, if he can help this offense. That's all I'm asking. Because we're talking about several of these players being on offense, these under 25 guys.
Yeah.
I have no problem that Micah Parsons is always going to be well coached and put in position to make plays.
And he's like the biggest reason, along with Diggs, that they've made such a big jump. Yeah. Even though they have some players under 25 on offense, like, CeeDee Lamb, it's really Diggs and Parsons that made this defense jump from 23rd in DVOA, which is a catch-all metric, in 2020. To second in 2021. Just a huge jump from the bottom third to number two in the NFL. And while defensive efficiency is more volatile than offensive efficiency from year to year, the Cowboys have made smart bets to fill their free agent holes with more day one and day two draft picks like Tyler Smith, Sam Williams, and Jalen Tolbert there, the wide receiver. But the big one here is that you make that jump in defensive efficiency, and the quarterbacks you play don't this year don't suggest that it's going to be volatile. Like that line where they said, yes, defensive efficiency, it's up and down, it's here, it's there. They play three good quarterbacks. And that's if you count Stafford as one of them, who's a borderline top 10 quarterback. But it's Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers and Matt Stafford, and I guess you can put Joe Burrow in there as well.
Right.
So they play four good quarterbacks of their 17 games, Brian. They should have another great defensive year.
I'm going to tell you another guy, too, and I mentioned him in crosstalk, was Osa Odighizuwa. Mm. I just from the eye test, he's on path to have a super season with this defensive line. I'm disruptive. Quickness off the ball, getting into the backfield, making plays. I mean, he just has to stay healthy. I think last year he hit the rookie wall, and for the first part of the season he was really good, and then he hit that wall like I was talking about. I think he's ready for this year, and I could see him as if we do this list next year. I could see him being a part of the names that they're mentioning as, well, these players under 25. Osa might be one of those guys.
Gallimore already is, and if Osa joins that, I think he's one of these rare 300-plus pounders that can move like a little bit of a smaller guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He is just, when you watch him play, he understands it. He understands how to play with the leverage. He understands how to play with the quickness. He can get in the backfield in a hurry. You put him on the outside shoulder. He can work cross face on a guy. There's a lot of things you can do with him.
I mean, I think it's nice, but I think the way to be critical of this, and again, the ESPN Insider article, Cowboys number one with under 25 talent going into 2022. It's quite a feather in the cap of the scouts and all that. But, you also need veteran players.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Rams went out and got guys over 30 or past their prime to add to a group like this, with good young players. And I think that's what's going to make a championship team. Number two is the Chargers with Herbert and Slater leading the way. Nasir Adderley, Jalen Guyton, and Jerry Tillery amongst the young players for them. The Jets are number three. Okay, they've actually managed to have some pretty good drafts, even though they still can't find a quarterback. The Falcons might be getting ready to turn the corner with Kyle Pitts, AJ Terrell, Drake London, Isaiah Oliver, amongst the players under 25 years old for them, and then the Dolphins. So, it's not necessarily a statement that you're going to be good. Maybe it's a statement that you have had good drafts recently, because none of these teams are good, or none of these teams, I think, are considered to be contenders. The Jags at six, the Lions are seven. I guess it's pretty cool the Cowboys have been managing to make the playoffs and have good regular season wins and are accumulating the under 25 talent. Is that the comp pick game that they're playing? Or
I think that they've just kind of figured out, the comp pick game helps. With those, when you get an extra third or a fourth or a fifth, there's nothing wrong with that. But the ability to make those picks, I think, has been really the key for them. They have an idea where those players are on the board, and then they make sure they go get them.
You cannot say the Cowboys can't draft. I mean, that's incredible. Yeah. You're in company with teams that spend their entire, 10 years in the bottom 10 of the league. Here he is now. It's time for Lucius Alexander in the G-Bag of the Day. Lucius.
Who run it? Who run it?
Lucius.
Who run it?
Lucius.
No, come on, man.
Cowboys?
CBD no. American Shaman. Shop Texas CBD.com. That's who runs it.
Okay.
That's who's running Lucius right now. Got Lucius zooming.
Nice.
Yeah. What is this, a Wednesday hump day?
Yeah. This is hump day, yes.
Okay. All right.
Ranger baseball tomorrow, too.
Hey, yo, what's been keeping me up for a while? This is going to sound strange. Remember Willie Bully's top 10 list, sidekicks?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
There was no Barney Fife on that list, bro.
Wow.
I tossed and turned that night. I was sweating. I was like, how is it not on the list?
How dare they?
Who is
classic
this?
Sidekick right there. Not going to steal your chick. Not going to, steal a spotlight.
No. He's not even going to help you, really.
He's not. He can barely help himself. Yeah.
Let's see. Let's look down here at this paper. See what I got for you, fellas. Okay. Our winner so far, the G-Bag 6 o'clock sound-off winner. This behavior is not encouraged, but for today and today only, we're going to play it here.
Garrett's on line 9. Garrett, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off like you got a pair.
Hey, all you Dallas Cowboy fans who think they're actually going to do something, look in the history book. They ain't going to do
Oh. Whoa, Garrett.
He's going to win the Big 12. Fuck him. Oh, you still suck.
It was even funnier live because
we had
of the
to dump that call. Right. I might vote for it.
I like the energy of that guy.
Hey, I could cut you off at the end of that tale if you want me to. If you feel
I
like
keep
you
jumping
want to talk
on
about
it. Yeah,
that's the second time. It's all
it's
good.
No, but
you're only cutting your own self off.
I wanted to say it sounded even better live because the way he pronounced the S word.
Yeah.
It's like he nailed it. He nailed it. And if you're a good cusser, you're going to win.
I seen it building up. I was already laughing. I was listening.
Hey, all you Dallas Cowboy fans who think they're actually going to do something, look in the history book. They ain't going to do
it. Nah, I was already laughing. I knew where you were going.
Garrett, our one-time champ. And by the way, Lucius is not playing. Do not treat that as your invitation to call in and cuss up a storm in the 6 o'clock sound off.
Seriously.
We'll have to dump you. You're not going to get on the radio. Okay? And if we get too much of it, we're going to have to kill that segment.
Or you can win G-Bag of the Day.
Stop,
Hey, that's enough from you, man. That's a well-rated segment. Okay?
It is.
We need that damn segment.
I know. When we look at the 2 o'clock hour, it's the one thing that we have that we can hang our hat on.
All right. So let's go to the Rangers game last night, fellas. What made Matt Hicks jump out of his bag last night? So you want to say some bad words? You guys aware?
I haven't heard that.
Some fan interference maybe with a home run?
Okay.
Well, I guess we don't know here, but we're going to listen for the first time. Hello.
No, I heard his call of the first home run. I didn't hear this call, though.
Oh, okay. Check this out. Yo, he got kind of mad. Shout out to Jared Sandler. This
field stands. The batter runner will be placed at second base due to the fan interference with the call.
Wow.
And I think that's...
Wow.
We agree here. That's... If the fan does not interfere, I feel strongly that's a home run, but I just don't know that angle or the angles we saw provided enough evidence to overturn it. I'm not agreeing with the fact the call stands. I just wonder if that's their justification.
Yeah. I want to say some bad words right now.
Me too, man. Me too, man.
I love how Jared's trying to put the perfect words to it, and Hicks just went caveman.
Yeah.
Bad words.
Jared, I don't hear a word you're saying right now. One of those things, yeah.
Hicks wanted to go full Garrett.
He sure did. He wanted to jump out of that booth. Oh, I just seen some lightning behind us, y'all. Lightning has me on edge lately.
Round two.
Because lightning's really been just getting after it.
It's been fatal.
It's been trying to get us out of here.
Yeah.
What did we do to the lightning?
I haven't seen it in a while.
Maybe Mother Nature's trying to tell us something.
So aggressive.
Try to get you with that COVID. You guys dug that?
It didn't work.
Try this.
Wham! How about a monkey pock of lightning in the batch? Peter Griffin prank phone call. This guy sounds just like Peter Griffin. Like, seriously. Listen to this prank phone call, yo.
I'm prank calling you. I'm asking you about my wife, Lois.
It's good.
Who is this?
What do you mean, who is this? This is Peter Griffin. What are you talking about here? Now, Zay, we're going to get down to the bottom of this right now. All right? Now, why were you b***ing my wife? Oh, you think this is funny? What?
They laugh at the end, bro. They laugh at the end, put the sauce on it.
Family Guy's good, too, man.
Shoot, yeah, man.
And Lois was horny, though.
She was.
Yeah.
She's kind of like Peggy Bundy was with Al. Come upstairs. Yeah. Now I find myself feeling the same way. She's like, I got some new toes. You want to check them out? I'm like, come on.
Al's reaction to that was crazy. It was like he was smelling the worst thing ever.
Yeah, come on. And the whole time you're watching it like, Al, what are you doing,
What are you doing?
Yeah. Come on, it's Peggy Bundy right here, fam.
Right? Yeah, Peggy had it going on a little bit.
Outfits weren't bad. Yeah.
No, she like had it pulled all the way up to the waist.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
There was a little Elvira feel to her. I mean,
I used to like Elvira all night on USA.
Yeah.
I used to turn the channel, mom walk by. I'm not watching that.
Any other nominees, sir?
How about you want to... Well, we're up against it, but I mean, if you want it,
this is gonna win. Go ahead.
No, Australian zombie man with road rage breaks a window and rants about the jab.
Wow, I'm
talking about the Fauci ouchie, you know?
Uh-huh. Okay,
yeah, it's kind of weird. Listen to this.
Oh wow! Are you catching this?
Whoa. You idiot. 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 You idi
Leave me alone.
Wow. Why are you laughing at me? You need to relax, bro. This man just got his window broken. He's scared to death. You laughing at him, bro.
Why didn't we just drive away?
No.
Is he in traffic or something?
Are you getting this?
Getting
this. He's about to smash our damn window in.
For bro, I need you to clock out, bro.
I need another Foster's. Enjoy the show.
Yeah.
Crikey. Yeah. He broke the window.
God. Is it our one-time champ, Garrett, on the 6 o'clock sound off breaking the FCC rules? You can get arrested for that, by the way. Rangers game, Matt Hicks jumped out of his bag. Peter Griffin prank phone call. Australia man with some zombie road rage going on. I'm going to vote for Sands and Hicks, Lucius. How about you?
Peter Griffin.
We're tied at one. Brian, decide it.
I'll tell you what, that was a great impression right there. Peter Griffin for me as well.
By a score of 2-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Peter Griffin with a prank phone call. And you're going to want to tune in every afternoon, 2:30, see who's the G-Bag of the Day. If you miss it, LA Live, Lucius Alexander, he replays it for you every evening at 5:40. Krusty's Corner's coming up next, sir. Where are we headed?
Yeah, I got some Roquan Smith thoughts for you. We'll do that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.